when like Sean Hargrave and Artie all starting together, I think we went on like a 9-game winning streak or something like that. I don't know if it's their fault or not, but I think that definitely set a high standard.
Trick or treat. Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live.
Where's the candy?
I screwed up. I didn't bring any. I'll bring candy in tomorrow. The leftovers.
Yeah, you know, just hand out like some whole pies. See, that would be nice candy.
I always overbuy, so you're a good wolf. I'll have plenty of extra candy to bring in.
Oh,
so
good.
I might eat some of it, but I'll bring you some, okay?
Matthew, mom is bringing your candy.
He's only two. He doesn't know. He thinks it's for me.
Uncle Bob's about to let him know.
Yeah. Yeah. Reese's cups. We're gonna keep those. We'll keep them here, okay?
Ooh, yes.
What's your favorite candy?
Oh, Reese's.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those Reese's peanut butter cups. Well, besides the whole cherry pie, yeah. That would be Reese's Pieces, you know.
Labs?
Milky Ways, big Milky Way fan, Snickers, M&M's with peanuts.
Just saying. Okay.
You
know. All right.
Second favorite is blueberry pie.
Not peach.
No, not peach. Oh. Are you a peach guy?
I like peach pie. Apple pie.
I'd go there, and if you bring it in, I'll eat it, man.
Can you tell it's the bye week, guys?
Yes.
It's the bye week. All right. Ryan Shazier was talking about last year's rookie class. Of course, we know three starters on defense by the end of the season. This year's rookie class, that's what we're going to take a look at today. Of course, we're only through the first half, 8 games, but let's take a list of the 7 players the Steelers drafted. Feels like forever ago, back in April. So this is our list. Of course, we know T.J. Watt, Juju Smith-Schuster, Cam Sutton. Actually, some news in terms of practice today for him. We'll get to that. James Conner, Josh Dobbs, Brian Allen, Colin Holba is no longer with the team. He is a free agent in the NFL, and Keon Adams is on IR. So I want to start with T.J. Watt and Juju Smith-Schuster. I think you can make a case for both of these guys really turning it on their rookie season and contributing. So, Abbas, we'll start with you. What do you like about T.J. right now?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that the Steelers like from their outside linebackers, and I understand that when they made this pick, you know, the primary focus or interest was in increasing the edge pass rush, and he certainly can bring that. But the Steelers also, you know, like their outside linebackers to be able to, you know, make plays in the secondary. And, you know, when I talk about this, I always reference Super Bowl 43, end of the first half, the Steelers' all-time leading pass rusher, sacker of the quarterback, was in coverage, made an interception, and returned it 100 yards for a touchdown. So clearly the Steelers like to use their outside linebackers both in the rush and in coverage. And T.J. Watt, as we see him here with an interception in the opener, he has that ability. That play he almost made in Detroit, to me, was an incredible play that he was able to time that jump and get both hands on the ball. The fact that he didn't catch it obviously is something of a minus, but the fact that he's even, you know, in the conversation to make plays like that and to be disappointed when he didn't catch it, I think speaks to this guy's dual capability. And again, this is what the Steelers want from this position.
You know what I love about him? He's one snap smart, which leads you to a lot of growth through the first half of the season. I love watching this young guy because he takes from the game, he learns something from it, and then he develops whatever it is that he needs. You take his depth drops that he has in zone coverage. He's got a nice understanding of conceptually dropping to the end of the zone and then even drifting when the quarterback is looking the other way and gaining more depth. So I love watching him learn from his coverage responsibilities. And we saw that he's got a pretty good bull rush, gets a good extension, gets the ham hocks going. Well, the other night in Detroit, we saw the Dwight Freeney spin. Now, that was a great spin move, and it was wonderful, except for as he spun and just missed Matt Stafford. Matt got out on the edge and got to run. Well, the one-step spin move that Dwight Freeney had, it went on the shelf for a while, you know, because of the fact when you spin like that, you can lose sight of the quarterback. And I think that he takes these opportunities where he takes a moment in the game and then he'll work on the technique, he'll develop and then add to his arsenal. And I love what he's doing. He's just nicely, slowly accommodating himself to the pro game in a very, very professional manner.
All right, TJ was kind of cemented with the first team since his arrival here in Pittsburgh. The same could not be said for Juju Smith-Schuster. We've seen him slowly develop as the season has gone on. Of course, everybody is thinking about the 97-yard touchdown in Detroit. What do you guys like about his growth, his maturity for the 20-year-old as we sit here after eight games?
I love his desire to go out and play, but his just lighthearted way that he does it. I mean, to me, you know, football was just so intense. It was so focused. It was almost like a death match, it seemed like, every time he went out there. And you watch him put the locker on the stationary book. I'm watching this. I'm like going, I can't believe this kid is doing this. You got enough sense of humor. And, you're not, it's not like you're not afraid to poke a little fun at yourself. You know, he's one of these guys that just seems to have fun and... You watch him doing this thing. I was trying to figure out what in the world that was. He's a guy that just really has great upside. He loves to get out there and make big plays, and he draws you in with his enthusiasm and energy. And I look forward to watching as this young man really starts to take off as a professional wide receiver.
Yeah, the thing that I've noticed about him that kind of sets him apart and really did from the very beginning is the physical way that he plays wide receiver. You know, a lot of times that position is one where there seems to be a lot of avoidance of opponents. Juju is not afraid, to mix it up with defensive backs, with linebackers. He runs physically with the ball after he makes the catch. I mean, if you look at him really in his, you know, from his knees to maybe his chest, and he doesn't look like a wide receiver. He looks more like a running back or a safety or, you know, someone who plays the game with a little bit more of a physical bent. And I think that that helps him. The obvious comparison that has been made with over and over and over with regards to him is Hines Ward. I think Juju is a bigger version of Hines Ward. And I don't see anything wrong with having that kind of attitude and playing demeanor from someone in that position group. I think it adds to the general, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You got a tough
the
guy.
Attitude, right.
Yeah, he raises that tough bar level. We had Hines on the show today.
And you have defensive backs looking for them instead of always looking to hunt your guys.
When the hunter becomes the hunted, you know, then things get a little testy in the D-backs room.
Right. Well, what did Hines say about Juju?
Well, Hines, we had him on the show today. It was so funny because one of the questions I said was, you know, we were comparing tough guy, yeah, and this and that, and how he liked the way that Juju went about preparing him and performing up at training camp. So I asked Hines the ultimate question. I said, who had more flags? You know, because they were both noted to be guys that kind of mixed it up a little bit, and Hines was, well, I think I got a few more, but he says, I see great promise in Juju, and I love his attitude and his willingness to do the hard things rather than just the easy things at wide receiver.
And I think Juju took advantage of the time at training camp he got to spend with Hines Ward, even back here during the preseason, just soaking up his knowledge as well.
Very much so, and that's one of the things Hines said. He said the kid is a sponge. He sponges and wants to, you know, listen and pull that knowledge in and use it.
All right, as we said, the 2016 rookie class, very impressive. Let's take a listen to one of those members, Artie Burns and Ryan Shazier, on expectations for this year's rookies.
Oh, I feel like they're doing an amazing job, you know, with TJ and Juju and, you know, and Josh, even when he's in on the scout team and things like that, he's really helping us out a lot. And James, when he's in, man, I feel like those guys are really doing a great job of being key contributors to our team and really helping us continue to move forward. And I feel like they step up in big moments, especially when we need them.
Lean on the veteran guys. That's what we did. Lean on veteran guys for situational moments. You know, and that's what they've been doing so far. You know, and TJ been doing a good job.
All right, Ryan mentioned a few other names of the 2017 rookie class. We're going to take a quick break and update you on their performance so far when we return here on Steelers Live.